Have you got this? Hello, 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 hello. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello, 1, 2. Thank you. There we are.
Hello, how are you doing? Good, good. I'm going to start off with a few jigs. So.
You got guitar and fiddle out there? Happening? How about guitar? Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, they were three jigs from the playing of a great flute player called John McKenna, who came from a place called Candy Leitrim in the west of Ireland. And he recorded those back in the 20s. And around the same time, there was a fella who left Ireland and came to New York, a man called Michael Coleman. And he made a whole bunch of recordings that made their way back to Ireland and became very influential and still out to this day. So we're going to play a set of reels that are kind of based on some of those great recordings that Michael Coleman did. First tune is the Boys of the Loch, and the last tune is The Wind That Shakes the Barley, and there's a few more in between, and Mr. Cal Scott is going to start us off with a little intro that might remind some people of the other music that was happening in New York at the time. Thank you.
Can I have a little bit more of the guitar in this wedge, if you could do that? Pickup is good. Have you got the pickup? If you can make it just a bit louder, if you can. Vocals way up. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So we're going to have something now a little slower, a little bit more romantic for all you romantic people out there. Want you to imagine you're somewhere in France, nice summer's evening like this evening, sipping a nice glass of chilled white wine. And we're going to play for you a waltz that Cal wrote called Paris Nights. Hope you like it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we're going to play you a song now. It's a song about... it's a song that Cal and I wrote together. I grew up in London at a time when there were lots of great Irish musicians living in the city. And I was lucky enough to get to hear them and get to play with them. And most of these fellas had emigrated from Ireland because times were bad over there and they were hoping to get work in England. So we put this song together about these lads coming over and playing music, and it's called London Town.
Bus leaving Sligo on a cold winter's morn took Michal away from his home. He had heard that in England there was work to be had. To the Dublin docks he did roam. On the Holyhead boat there were others like him, from Leitrim and Kerry and down, sons and daughters from all over Ireland, and they were bound for London town. He wandered the city in search of a start, or even a room for the night. In his left hand, a suitcase of leather and wood, his grandfather's fiddle in his right. Through the streets of the bombed out buildings, past the rubble that Hitler blew down, a strayaway child from the west of Ireland, alone in London town. He signed on with a ganger from Dublin, the cruelest little tyrant that ever he met. Had him sweating in trenches for 12 hours a day. It was hard work, but all he could get. He'd take out his fiddle when the work was done, and the Gorman boys danced to the sound. They were the broad-backed sons of Ireland, come to rebuild London town. London town. There were 7 day weeks with nary a break. Sligo was left far behind, till one of the men said, pick yourself up and come down the road for a pint. When they opened the door, Michal thought he was home. Oh, what a glorious sound. Sons and daughters from all over Ireland were playing music in London town. There was Martin Burns from Galway, McCarthy and Casey from Clare. The Roger McGlinchey and Roland and Farrell seemed half of all Ireland was there. And they bid him to take out his fiddle, and they played till the lights went down. Raise your glass to the 33rd county, son, and it's here in London town. How many a year has passed and gone? It seems just a fortnight ago. Those sessions at the White Hart and the Favorite, Fulham Broadway and Holloway Road. It's the music that carried his heart and his soul, and it's the same the whole world round. Whether you're living in New York or Donegal or here in London town, it's the music that carries the heart and the soul, same the whole world round. Whether you're living in Seattle or Donegal or here in London town. London town. Ooh, London town.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thanks very much. We've just got a little sound hitch with the guitar here. We're going to take a second to try and sort that out. In the meantime, I'll tell you about this next piece of music. When I came over here first, of course, I started to hear a lot of great American traditional musicians.
Eight.
And one of the guys that was brought to my attention was a fella called Bill Monroe.
Should be on pickup. Okay, it's not on so pickup. So am I muted?
Here we go. I started listening to a lot of Bill Monroe's music and his great fiddle player Kenny Baker. And I heard one particular piece of music that really took my fancy. So we're going to play it for you now. And of course, I don't pretend to be a bluegrass player by any stroke of the imagination. So we took this tune and gave it a different atmosphere. But it's still a great piece of music. It's called Evening Prayer Blues. thought we'd emphasize the prayerfulness of this piece of music. Thank you. Thanks very much. Well, we're going to finish up with this next set of tunes. Before we play them, I'm going to tell you we've got some CDs with us. We'll have them down at the table here, an assortment. But we're going to finish up with a set of tunes from Quebec. I sometimes play with a great fiddle player called André Brunet. So here are a couple of tunes that we learnt from André, and we're going to leave you with these. So thanks very much for being such a great audience. Enjoy the rest of the festival, and we hope to see you before too long. Thank you.
Mr. Kevin Burke.
And Mr. Cal Scott.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, everybody.
Thank you.
All the best tonight. See you all again. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Seattle. Woo!
Kevin Burke and Kel Scott, give it up for them. And don't worry, I'm not up here to shake you down for cash again. I'm sure you guys heard enough of it today. I'm here to shake you down for your time. Remember, folk life can't happen without participation, folks. We need the audience, and we need volunteers. I certainly can't afford to give $10 for a button, so I donated my time. I get this cool volunteer button instead. If you got some... Yeah, I rock! I'm one of the cool kids! If you want to be a cool kid too, volunteer. Donate some money. Help keep folk life alive. Woo-hoo! Yes. Woo! Nobody's doing it. Really? Well, we have a short break right here, and then we're going to have, that's going to be Motherlode is coming up next. I promised hilarity and humanity. I'll have more to say about that when they come on stage. That'll be about a 10-minute break.